President Kamala Harris has just reacted to comments former President Donald Trump made about former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. He called her a war hawk. He said, let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it, you know, when the guns are trained on her face. Harris spoke in Madison, Wisconsin.
Democracies are complicated in a wonderful way because we like debate. We accept and receive differences of opinion, and we work them out.
CBS's Jake Rosen tells us CBS News pollsters are hearing from Americans that they want the political attacks to stop.
This is not what people from both sides of the aisle want to be hearing down the home stretch. They've consistently told us in our polling unit that they want to hear policy-focused and policy-centric ideas going down the stretch so that people feel like, at least when they go to cast their ballot in a couple days, or if they already have, that they're doing so on the ideas of how their lives are going to improve.
The Labor Department reports employers added just 12,000 jobs in October. Analysts expected 117,000. Hurricanes Helene and Milton and labor unrest are being blamed for the low number. The stock market today is shrugging off the report. Could the Boeing machinist strike end next week?
The latest offer from Boeing includes a 38% wage increase and a $12,000 bonus if ratified. Many machinists on the picket line say they'll still vote no on the deal and they're ready to continue their strike.
I knew the strike was coming and I prepared for it, so I'm going to reject it.
Union leaders fear if workers do reject the deal, future proposals will offer less. Machinists will vote Monday, one day before another big vote for a new president and new labor policies. Luke Ducey for CBS News, Seattle.
Police in Florida say two people were killed, six others wounded in two shootings by one person. It happened as thousands of people in costumes celebrated on the streets of downtown Orlando. Mayor Buddy Dyer.
It's unfortunate that the changes in the state concealed weapons laws have made it even easier for people to carry guns and to carry guns and bring guns downtown.
Police say the alleged shooter has been captured 5 weeks after Hurricane Helene dumped 2 feet of rain on western North Carolina, causing historic flooding. Tens of thousands of people are still without clean water. Katie Toomey lives in devastated Black Mountain, just east of Asheville.
They said it looked like chocolate milk after the hurricane. And a couple weeks later, they said it didn't look much better.
People are using bottled water for drinking and bathing. At this hour, the Dow is up almost 1%. S&P 500 up more than 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Milwaukee's hazmat team responded to a suspicious package at the downtown post office this morning. It's as the city and the area prepare for high-profile political events. Nothing of concern was found. The Pfizer Forum is where former President Donald Trump will hold a rally tonight. Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to appear at State Fair Park in West Dallas. Officials warn of significant traffic disruptions due to both events. Racine voters can vote early through Sunday. Options are available in several locations throughout the weekend, with City Hall and the MLK Community Center the sites on Sunday. There's more about voting options at civicmedia.us/vote. Tonight, the Racine Case High School football team aims to achieve a milestone by winning their 10th game of the season. The second-round WIAA playoff game against Maguanago will be on WRJN at 6:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their season opener in Philadelphia. Since then, they've lost four in a row, this time in Memphis, to the Grizzlies, 122-99. So what do they need to do to get out of this slump? Brooke Lopez.
We need a little energy, someone to wake us up, yell at us, pick us up, whatever it is. We're going to figure this out eventually, you know? We're going to be a different team in March.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers on the road tomorrow night against the Hawkeyes. Kickoff at 6:30. Iowa favored by 3 points. NFL, the Packers host the Lions Sunday. Jordan Love dealing with that groin injury. Safety Xavier McKinney, who leads the league in interceptions, named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Coach Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
That's the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
High pressure system has settled in, clearing those clouds and calming our winds, but also providing some crisp temperatures. Highs today will only climb to the upper 40s and tonight fall to the mid 30s. But with plenty of sunshine on tap and warming temperatures, Saturday looks splendid. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It's time to play Can You Guess? In a survey, 61% of women say the first thing they do when they get home from work is what? The answer? Change out of their nice clothes and switch to pajamas or sweatpants.
JoJo was a man who thought he was an owner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, awesome. Get back to where you once belonged.
She gets it while she can.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
You know, I think I do my best thinking in the shower.
A lot of decisions are made just by standing there having the water drip over you. Yes, I agree.
And I've got a few of those shower thoughts here for you if you're interested.
That's a little, sounds a little wrong, but that's okay. Let's go.
A freezer is just a time machine for food.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't make any sense that the uppercase D and the lowercase D don't face the same way.
Mm.
You know, autumn is just nature's way of taking off its clothes. And sand is called sand because it's between the sea and the land.
Deep. Like I said, just by Kurt Vollman.
Just a few things I thought up in the shower.
That's a lot, man. You must have been in the shower a long time.
Well, it wasn't all at once. It was
over time. Yeah, you know, I solve the world's problems by being in the shower. And why is it? I hear this from so many people, but why is it that those thoughts come to us when we're getting clean?
All I'm thinking about when I'm bathing is the rubber ducky, you know, just like Ernie.
You're bathing.
Yep. There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit. Looking for a lifestyle change to start the new year off right? Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your overall health, starting with their on-ramp program. Centered around the pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through the challenging and fun workouts. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Vollman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Arriba y arriba, con mi cerebro.
Francine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 37. Tomorrow, Saturday, mostly sunny and 55. But then Sunday, rain and a high of 63.
I can hear the bullfrog.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An off-duty Kenosha County Sheriff's detective saw a burglary in progress Wednesday night. The suspect drove off before he could intervene. However, the man was quickly arrested after a neighbor reported a car matching the description. The 34-year-old Kenosha man was arrested in Pleasant Prairie on multiple charges, including burglary and recklessly endangering safety. Pleasant Prairie officers eventually found that he had crashed his vehicle and was in possession of stolen property. Tonight, the Case High School football team is trying to do something no other Eagle team has done. If they win tonight in their second-round WIAA playoff game, they'll have won 10 games, a feat no other Case team has accomplished. You can hear the game on WRJN at 6:30 with the Eagles in Maguanago. Last week, Case came back to beat Oconomowoc to advance. Racine voters have a number of opportunities for weekend early voting. Those include Sunday options at City Hall and the MLK Community Center from 9 to noon. Cities can do early voting on Sunday, but many of them don't. Early voting in Kenosha comes to an end tomorrow. There's a pause on all voting on Monday before regular election day on Tuesday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is introducing their newest Kringle creation. O&H's Bourbon and Butterscotch Kringle has a delicious butterscotch filling layered with bourbon-infused caramel pudding. Then O&H's flaky Kringle pastry is topped with buttery streusel and a honey glaze with a touch of oak essence. It's sensational, so be sure to try it this week. Enjoy scratch-made authentic Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
WRJN weather. A high pressure system has settled in, clearing those clouds and calming our winds, but also providing some crisp temperatures. Highs today will only climb to the upper 40s and tonight fall to the mid 30s. But with plenty of sunshine on tap and warming temperatures, Saturday looks splendid. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here the average American spends nearly 200 hours a year daydreaming about vacations. The poll found we spend the equivalent of 24 working days just dreaming about vacation. That number seems low to me.
I was born in Little Rock, had a childhood sweetheart. We were always hand in hand. I wore high top shoes and sandals. Susie was in pigtails. I knew I loved her even then. You know, my papa disapproved it. Yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present on WRJN.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high.
Mama told you.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, recently, Don Rosen spoke with Doug Johnson from Bell City Brass Works, and they talked about their big concert coming up at UW Parkside this Sunday afternoon.
We're doing music of the 30s and 40s primarily. It's all jazz music. It's music that you would have heard if you'd gone to Birdland, the nightclub in New York, which opened in 1949. But we're doing like American Patrol, Glenn Miller arrangement of that. We're doing some arrangements of Things Ain't What They Used to Be. It's All Right With Me. There's Georgia on My Mind, which is a beautiful trombone solo that we're doing. And then we're also doing the music to Birdland, which is, we did that last night, and it just kind of brought down the house. The band is really hyped about doing that.
Well, and one of our guest soloists actually works at Birdland.
Yes. Yeah. Mark Miller is the arranger for Birdland for their big band on Friday nights in New York. And that's been fantastic to have him with us. We've also doing Slaughter on 10th Avenue. We're doing Let's Face the Music and Dance, and New York. So it's, I guarantee you, you're going to come out of that concert just listening and singing the music to yourself.
Toes.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it.
It's Doug Johnson from Bell City Brass Works is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hina, hothead, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I
7 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Tell me that you love me better.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Vice President Harris says the latest controversial comment by former President Donald Trump is yet more evidence that he should not be president.
The vice president said,
"This must be disqualifying."
She's talking about Trump's statement at a campaign stop where he called Chase.